In the deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you'll never leave Harlan alive. Oh, my granddad's dead across the Cumberland Mountains, where he took a pretty girl to be his bride. Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler, or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in them mountains till a man was waving $100 bills and said, I'll pay you for your minerals. But he never left Harlan alive. Grandma sold out cheap and they moved out west of Pikeville to a farm where Big Richland River winds. Oh, I bet they danced their magic and they laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan alive? But the times got hard and tobacco wasn't selling, and old granddad knew what he'd do to survive. So he went and dug for Harlan coal and sent the money back to Granny. But he never left Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking how to get away. Down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave.
Thank you, thank you. What a great song. Marty Stewart produced this record for me, and he played on that, and he was playing this really old guitar in the studio, and I walked across the room to see what was inlaid into it. It had this little thing in the top of it, and when I got across the room, he just sat there and waited for me, and I got up close to it, and it was just a little scroll made of mother of pearl, and it said Cash. And Johnny Cash gave that guitar to Marty, but Hank Williams gave that guitar to Johnny Cash, and it's the one he wrote all those songs on. And the thing, it's, you know, an old Martin, and it just looks like it's going to fall apart at any second. All the finish is cracked on it, you know. The thing is just, and it just sings. It's just so beautiful and round. So I've sort of taken that on as my mascot, you know. I figure the crackier I get, maybe the richer I'll sound. And I've discovered, you know, It's really an advantage if you're going to sing coal songs not to ever do Botox, because you really need eyebrows that move if you're going to tackle this subject matter. They need to go up and down.